Chapter 14. How AI will affect our lives. Although the singularity might not arrive anytime soon, that does not mean that there is nothing to fear from AI. As a general-purpose technology, AI can be misused or have unintended consequences. Its applications are limited only by our imagination. One of the things people worry most about is how AI will affect the future of work and if it will cause unemployment. Computers do not get tired, turn up to work late, argue, or complain, and they are not paid. It is easy to see why employers are interested and workers are nervous. This is nothing new. Machines have gradually replaced humans in many industries, changing the work people do and the places where they do it. New technologies have created more jobs and wealth than have been destroyed. But while automation in the past took the jobs of unskilled workers, perhaps AI will take skilled jobs from workers. And if it does, which jobs will be left for people? A 2013 report by researchers at the University of Oxford predicted that office or factory jobs and jobs involving the movement of people or things might all be in danger. However, jobs in the arts, media, and science involving ideas, jobs requiring strong social skills, and jobs requiring perception and dexterity would all be safe. Although great progress has been made in machine perception, humans are better able to quickly understand highly complex environments. Robots can only deal with organized and regular environments. Similarly, the human hand remains far more dexterous than the best robot hand. While some critics accused the report of being extremely negative about future employment, technology will probably replace people in some jobs in the near future, particularly if the job involves looking at data on a form and making a decision, like whether or not to lend money, a controlled customer phone call, or driving around in a well-mapped area of a city. However, most people will not be replaced by AI systems. They will simply use AI tools that make them better and more efficient at their jobs. Other people hope that AI, robotics, and advanced automation will lead to a very different and freer future. They believe that AI will do the dirty, dangerous, and boring jobs nobody wants, while people write novels, discuss philosophy, or go mountain climbing. This dream is not new. When computer technology was developed in the 1970s and early 1980s, people imagined that they would spend much less time in paid employment and have more free time. One theory is that, in fact, they worked longer hours to earn more money to pay for more things. Recent technological developments, particularly in AI, have brought an idea back to people's attention that everyone in society should receive a certain income. The suggestion is that AI, robotics, automation will create enough wealth to make what is known as universal basic income possible, because machines can do the work, and desirable, because robots have taken all the jobs. But for this to be possible, AI would have to make a huge amount of money, and there would need to be political and social support for it, which is unlikely. The progress in AI technologies has already changed work patterns. 50 years ago, it was not unusual for people to work for the same company all their lives. Today, many people are employed on part-time, casual, or short contracts. This is partly due to the rise of mobile computing technology, which makes it possible to coordinate large groups of workers internationally. Employers know where workers are at any given time. They can contact them with instructions and check that they are doing their tasks efficiently through computer programs. You could argue that this leaves little room for workers to have great ideas, create new things, and be seen as individuals. Imagine how you would feel if a computer program decided how well you were doing your job and even decided whether you should lose it. It is, of course, important to remember that technology has no opinion about how it is used. Employers, governments, and organizations should be thinking about this side of AI and how it could affect workers. The use of AI not only challenges workers' rights, but human rights through AI systems that help decide who goes to prison. The UK police in Durham have an AI system called HART, Harm Assessment Risk Tool, which helps police officers make decisions about who should be suspected of a crime. HART is a typical application of machine learning, trained on 104,000 pieces of data. The system has proved to be accurate 98% of the time in low-risk cases, and 88% of the time with high-risk cases, as it was designed to be more careful in cases of violent crimes. Although HART was being used as a support tool to help police officers decide, people still felt uncomfortable about it. One problem was that important decisions were made based on a very narrow group of case features, without the understanding of people and processes that an experienced officer would have. The lack of transparency, typical of machine learning programs unable to explain decisions, was also worrying. The possibility of bias in the training data and the selected features was also raised as an issue, including the use of people's addresses. Finally, although the tool was only supposed to support decision-making, it was thought that it risked becoming the main decision-maker at some point in the future for a tired, confused, or lazy officer. Behind all the problems with systems like HART is the idea that they remove human judgment in society. Many of us feel more comfortable if we know that a human being, not a computer, is making a decision that has serious consequences for another human being. It is worth protecting the basic human rights we fought so hard for in the past. AI tools should be used to support human decision makers, not replace them. Also, HART was developed by an experienced research team after carefully considering issues that developing such a tool might raise. But what if this were not always the case? Military organisations are also extremely interested in the use of AI due to the increased use of drones, aeroplanes without human pilots which can carry weapons. Drones can be smaller, lighter and cheaper than normal aeroplanes and can be used in situations that are too risky for pilots. Since 2001, remote-controlled drones flown from a distance have been used by the USA in countries like Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen probably hundreds of times, resulting in possibly thousands of deaths. They raise all sorts of serious ethical issues. Since the pilots controlling the drones are in no physical danger, they might choose to take actions that they would not if they were physically present, and they might not take the consequences of their actions as seriously. The possibility of autonomous drones is even more worrying, as they could act largely without human guidance or intervention, and could even decide whether or not to take human life. A country with autonomous weapons might also take the decision to go to war more easily and more often, without any risk to its people. Professor Ron Arkin at USA's Georgia Tech University has argued that since someone somewhere will eventually build autonomous weapons, we should consider designing them to behave more ethically than human soldiers, although it is unclear how. Other arguments in support of autonomous weapons include the idea it would surely be better to have robots in wars rather than people, the winner being the side with the better robots. And is it ethical to say autonomous weapons are wrong, but ordinary weapons are not? AI-powered autonomous weapons are already possible with today's technology. However, even with public and political support to control or ban the development and use of autonomous weapons that can kill, it might be difficult to make laws about these weapons. The good news is that at least there are signs that governments are willing to try.